You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right. That makes sense to me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, where we will get back into everything going on in the National Football League this weekend. We'll react a little bit to what happened last night as well. Haven't really talked about that. That butt kicking that happened on Thursday Night Football yet, but we'll get there. Rodney DeBalsi joins us on Fridays at 11:40 from UGASports.com to break down the Georgia Bulldogs. He always picks his walk-up song based on what's going on with Georgia. I think that one's pretty self-explanatory, Roddy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a Gunnar Stockton reference there. I mean, everybody was so worried about him before the season started. You know, apparently he couldn't throw it very far, and he's not he wasn't Carson Beck. He drove an old truck and, you know, just too pedestrian to run a Kirby Smart offense. But I think he looked pretty good last week, scoring 5 touchdowns. And also the defense is on a new level, and it's not good. That's a bad level. So a very odd game last week against Ole Miss, where the defense can't stop anybody and nobody can stop Georgia's offense. It just feels like a complete inverse of what Kirby Smart has normally had at Georgia. So definitely new levels up and down for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I was gonna go both of those different places. So we'll start with the good one and then go to the other side. Do you feel like with the performances that Gunnar Stockton has put out there, and obviously that one being the most recent, that people feel differently about him now? Like, you'd have to, right? Like, he's played some pretty great football. It feels to me like the narrative has gone from some of the hokey stuff, like you're saying, like, oh yeah, he's got a truck and he's from here and all that, to now, like, you have to be raving about the football that he's playing.
He's playing good ball. The first two games, everybody was worried about him not throwing it deep, and he had I think of all the P4 quarterbacks, he had the shortest depth of target. But a lot of that changed because, I mean, that's the offense they were calling. Now they're you can see him throw it deep. You know, he saw that against Tennessee in a lot of games. He's got a great touch on deep balls, and the fact that he runs and makes things happen with his legs, he's dangerous. You have to account for him. He's now showing up on Heisman Trophy watch lists. You know, so all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, nobody was talking about that a little while ago, but now all of a sudden you have to. So you got to respect his arm. You have to respect his legs. And then just the moxie, the grit, the kid's taking hits. He didn't play, he didn't practice a couple days before that Ole Miss game, and the rest allows him to score 5 touchdowns. And again, earlier in the week, they were kind of worried about, you know, how healthy is he? Well, a 80% Gunnar Stockton, it's pretty darn impressive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everybody's talking about him differently right now.
Colby Young lost to a leg injury, and you talk about people needing to – level up, step up? And who does that for the Georgia offense? Are you looking in the receiver room? Is it more about the tight ends like we saw last week? Or obviously a combination, but who's the next man up for Georgia?
Uh-oh.
Such a good question. I left him speechless.
He didn't know what the tight end said. Such a good game on Saturday. He didn't know what to say. Is Roddy with us, or we can give him a call back? Roddy? Nope. Roddy's not there. All right. We'll try to get a hold of him. I mean, that is that sucks, obviously, to lose a receiver as talented as Colby Young. That happened early in the game, right? So, like, the ability for them to continue putting up points and moving the ball the way that they did without him is impressive. And, I mean, that's one of the things we heard about Georgia this season coming in, was they addressed the wide receiving room so much and had so much more depth there.
But they've dealt with injuries. Talon Taylor has been injured, and he was a young freshman. Obviously, he had a big drop earlier in the year, and you thought maybe he'd be the guy. I'm interested to hear Roddy's response, because I do wonder if it's partially going to
Roddy's back.
You know, partially going to be depending on the game plan. Obviously, last week was a situation against Ole Miss where Lawson Lucky and the tight end room had some success. Roddy, I don't know if you heard the entire question, but for with Colby Young being out, is it more about the tight end stepping up, or is there another receiver in line to kind of jump into that?
Because you can do the same thing with Noah Thomas. He's, you know, plays the same position. They were kind of trooping them in and out, back and forth. The difference, though, is you see when Colby Young would get a two-yard pass, he'd pick up 9 yards with just effort. I mean, throwing guys around. He looked like a tight end the way he was just running people over and knocking them to the ground. It was just sheer effort. He's such a leader on that team. The guys respond to his physical nature. And I'm not saying Noah Thomas can't be that guy, but he's just not built the same. Right. They're a little bit different body types. So for the routes, you'll get the same capabilities with Noah Thomas. You don't have to rely just on the tight ends. Although I was glad to see it, you know, the tight ends go off last week. Lawson Lucky, first time to have a guy with 3 touchdowns since Muhammad Massaquah to go back away. It's just been a long time since one guy could say, hey, we got 3 receiving touchdowns. But they tried that against Auburn. They went to the tight ends 9 times. They didn't have any, you know, very little success. They only had caught 3 passes against Auburn. Last week they caught everything, and you see that, you know, the tight ends are absolutely a part of the game plan if the defense isn't going to cover them. But you get so much out of Colby Young that you can do the same thing with Noah Thomas. The difference is after he catches it. So I want to see deeper depths on target with Noah Thomas, because that's not saying he can't get yards after the catch, but he's just not as physical as Colby Young is. And losing Colby Young is an absolute blow to this offense. Hopefully he'll be back before the end of the season, but it doesn't look good. He was pretty banged up. So maybe they go to get the same production out of Noah Thomas, but I'm just a little skeptical.
What can the defense do? I mean, we're far enough into the season to know, you know, the reality that that side of the ball is just not going to be great. But what can they do to try to improve various different parts of what they're doing to give the offense a better chance to win every Saturday, even though they're still winning? But what can the defense do to clean some of that stuff up?
Well, there's 3 parts to it. They need better talent. They need more talent.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
Can't do that. Right.
They can't do that. You need better coaching. That is possible. That's something that can be adjusted. And they need better execution. So the times when they are in the position to make the right plays, to get a sack, to get a tackle in the backfield, to knock the ball down. How many interceptions has Georgia dropped this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just absolute hit a guy in the hands and the DB drops it or the linebacker drops it. It's just – but, again, that's the execution part. So, the first one you can't do. The second one is definitely possible. The third one is absolutely doable. So, there's no savior coming. There's nobody down on the depth chart that you can put in. And all of a sudden, I mean, you guys go back to, like, when Juwan Briscoe was just killing Georgia at cornerback, and they brought in Eric Stokes, and all of a sudden Eric starts, you know, winds up being a first-round pick. There's no hidden gems that are all of a sudden going to burst into that secondary and fix everything. DeMello Jones is getting better every week, but you can throw on anybody in this Georgia secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of them. You can pick on them and complete your passes. In the first half, Georgia's given up a 71% completion rate to the quarterbacks that's facing the SEC. That ain't good. And that's not – you can't point to just one guy. That's on everybody. So there's no, you know, transfer coming in. The 3 transfer safeties they have aren't playing.
Right.
So They've missed out there. Elo Madozzi's not going to come off the edge and start attacking a quarterback and, you know, making them throw too early and get picks. That's just, it's not coming. So you got to improve your coaching and you got to improve your execution.
Roddy Nabalsi, UGASports.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. Obviously, it's an off week for Georgia. Randy's going to be back next week, so I won't have the opportunity to ask this question in regards to Florida, so I want to go ahead and ask it now. We all talk about, like, the new coach energy and all that. Because Billy Napier is fired there at Florida, not only are you dealing with a new coach, but you're also dealing with a new play caller, something we haven't seen in Florida. How difficult is it for Georgia to prepare for essentially an unknown in terms of the play calling experience that's coming to Florida in their first game since firing Billy Napier?
Well, you look at the trends, you know, they always like to chart out tendencies. So you can get rid of the tendencies, but they're not going to change plays. They're not going to change an offense. We're not all of a sudden going to see a wing T or veer come in. You know, they're not going and insert the triple option into, you know, just 2 weeks of play. So you're going to watch what they do. You know the plays they run. It's just when you start looking at what is their tendency on third and eight, what is their tendency on second and two, you can throw that out the window with a new play caller and a new philosophy. And teams love to rebound. I mean, it's just you've been doubted. You've got nothing to lose. And these guys know that it would change. I mean, the worst has come to pass. Your coach has been fired. Mm-hmm. Now you're playing with house money. So all of a sudden, guys are going to go out there and try to make a name for themselves and try to do something for their school. And I was, you know, when I was watching this come down, I'm like, okay, Florida won. They won't fire the coach until at least after Georgia beats them. But I don't think they wanted Georgia to beat their coach and then all of a sudden him get fired and the Georgia fans be able to say, hey, we got another Florida coach fired. So they fire him after a win, which is a bit unique. And these guys are going to be, you know, very gung-ho to knock off Georgia and Jacksonville. So it's the Georgia fans can crow about the coach being fired, but it's not a good thing for your Bulldogs to face a team that has nothing to lose.
I'm sure you've seen some of the reactions to this, but what is your reaction to some of the reactions about Jared Curtis being up there at Vanderbilt this weekend and hanging out and watching the game with game day in town and all that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nothing. He's gone again. That's all right. We'll say goodbye to Roddy DeBalsi. You know, sometimes cell phone service is a little bit spotty. Roddy DeBalsi joins us every single Friday at this time. UGASports.com.
Oh,
there he is. We couldn't hear you for a minute, Roddy.
No worries. Sorry. It's my off week. I'm going through the back roads of Georgia right now. So
you're going to the beach, aren't you? You're going to the beach, aren't you?
That was the original plan, but I'm actually going to go watch my son run a marathon tomorrow. So
Okay.
the beach is off because he's a psycho. So it's right there in his backyard. He gets to go see Diego Pavia in person. So I could definitely see Jared Curtis saying, "Look, you know, it's going to be 5 minutes from the house. So let me go check it out." But yeah, I'm not worried about him flipping or anything right now. If it happened in your front yard, you'd look out the window, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what it's the location more than the action, if you will.
Yeah, I agree. Roddy, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck to your son tomorrow. That's a crazy thing to be doing, but good luck to him nonetheless. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Roddy DeBalsi there, UGASports.com. Jared Curtis is a big-time quarterback, five-star, lives in Nashville, committed to Georgia. He's going to hang out and watch the game tomorrow. Like, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Why wouldn't you?
Would it surprise you to know I had marathon follow-up questions I didn't get to?
No, I know. I know. And I'm sad that we have to go to break. So
Tough call. You
can't tell Roddy you also ran a marathon.
That was not going to be. I was just interested in which one.
Oh, okay.
I was interested in which one and what maybe, you know, goal A, goal B, whatever.
As a fellow marathoner,
I could have
passed this on to your son for me.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.